Servant Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. Thanks for being with us. I hope all is well with you today, wherever you are. You know, but if it's not, know that there is a reason for everything. Know that God is always at work in our lives. And if you are listening to this broadcast, it means that you are awake, somewhat coherent. Your mind has the ability to process the sounds that are coming through whatever mechanism that you are using to listen to this broadcast. That means you have something to do today. God has something for you. You have a divine purpose set for you today that only you can do and that God wants to do through you. Never underestimate the impact that you can have in somebody's life. Never underestimate your value because God thinks you are extraordinary. He made you exactly the way you are. And all he's asking for you to do is just be available so he can work through you. I hope you grasp that today, and I hope you look to impact a life, because you know what's amazing? What God does all around us every day. So, hey, listen, if you've got a copy of your Bible, grab it. If we're going to be in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, we're going to be working verses 9 through 13. I'm going to talk a little bit about the calling of Levi, better known as Matthew, and really talking about the Pharisees' reaction to Jesus' interaction, him hanging out with folks that they didn't think Jesus needed to be hanging out with. The title of the message that we'll talk a little bit about and go through later on is called Hanging with Sinners. And I think you'll love it. I hope you hang on with us and hang out at least for the next half hour and listen to that. But if I could, I'd like to rant just a little bit about the news cycle. Listen, and I don't want to talk politics. I'm a student of politics. I love it. But I never want to try to put myself in the lofty realms of the Hannitys and the Limbaughs and the Bortzes and all those guys who I'm huge fans of. But I would like to ask our news media a favor. Guys, just tell us the truth. You know, sometimes the truth is boring. Sometimes it's just not so exciting. But you know what? The truth is the truth. In this 24-hour news cycle, it becomes a competition to see who can sensationalize a story more than the next guy. And what we as the public, we're becoming almost desensitized to the level of importance of some of the stories that are out there. You know, you never want to minimize the things that are happening out there. You know, people are being murdered, which is tragic. People are, you know, accidents are happening, which are tragic. But it seems as though that, you know, we grab a hold of stories and then we have to sensationalize them. We have to make them so much bigger than they are. And unfortunately, what we're finding as we look back and we're recognizing things that are coming to light, the fact that many of those in the media are censoring some of the information. They're really making it very subjective as opposed to objective, and they're putting their own political slant in there. They're not telling the whole truth. And I understand that this is the way it's been, but you know, at some point, what's going to happen is when we try to one-up the guy down the street, we keep sensationalizing these stories and blowing them up, what's going to happen is it's going to be the same thing. You know, the old story, you know, the boy who cried wolf, you know, it comes running to town, you know, hey, folks, you know, there's a wolf, I'm going to kill the sheep. Well, all the townspeople go running out to the field, can't find the wolf. Well, a kid does it again. Of course, the same thing happens. And I don't need to tell you the story. Well, you know what's going to happen to us as those who watch the news and listen for the news? We're becoming so desensitized to the level of importance, something is going to come out that really is important. But because of the hyperbole that we have in our 24-hour news cycle, we are going to truly miss the importance of a story. And no matter how much our news media and how much the people that are reporting it are trying to say, hey, this is something you really need to listen to. Unfortunately, we've made everything that way. You know, if everything is a priority, then nothing is. And if everything is super duper important, then nothing is. So I'm just asking you. I'm asking you to do us a favor. Those, you know, the laymen who listen to the news and that we want to hear what's going on, just be real with us. Be honest with us. Report the news as it is. Don't pull stuff out. Don't put stuff in to try to take some political slant or the other. Just be real and be honest with us. That's all we ask. So, but listen, we got a great show. Thank you for letting me rant. I appreciate it very much. Hey, we got a great show in store. You know, for the next half hour or so, when we come back, we're going to talk about a knowledge initiative from Servant Warrior Ministries. You won't want to miss it. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio.
What would it take to make you see me the way that I see you? And what would it take to make you want me the way I've always wanted?
We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. We just finished a segment. One, thanks for letting me rant and rave about our 24-hour news cycle, the subjectiveness of the news and how it's reported. I appreciate you letting me rant a little bit. Hopefully somebody in the media, news media, will hear that and, you know, try to set a new trend. But anyway, we talked a little bit before the break about a knowledge initiative from Servant Warrior Ministries. If I have a question for you. If I could guarantee you victory in the battle of life and death, would you be interested? I think the obvious answer to that would be yes. You know, whether we choose to believe it or not, we're in a battle of life and death, and right smack in the middle of one that rages every single second of our lives. You know, I've got a statistic for you, and I listen, I'm not a fan of statistics, just not at all. However, I've come across some research that a significantly long-standing and longitudinal study. And I've got volumes and volumes and volumes and volumes of data to substantiate this finding. You know, and I believe with all my heart that it's a fact. You know, again, not a fan of statistics. Now, here it is. One out of one people die. And, you know, the vast majority of us have no idea when or where it's going to happen. Now, this long-standing and longitudinal study had another finding. Again, I've got volumes and volumes and volumes of empirical data to substantiate this finding as well. Death is not optional. However, what is optional is how we'll die. Now, I'm not talking about the manner in which we die. What I'm talking about is the state of our heart. So the knowledge initiative from Servant Warrior Ministries is our charge out to people everywhere is to don't die stupid. Now, automatically, you use the word stupid in any kind of, say, Christian context. You're like, oh, you can't say that, Jeff. That's just not a nice word. You don't want to, you ever want to call anybody stupid. No, we're not calling anyone stupid. It's simply from a matter of knowledge. But more importantly, it's just, you know, do what you need to do to get where you want to go. You know, the term "don't die stupid" is from its old military term, and you know, it's just talking about, you know, don't get shot in the head, you know, holding your helmet in your hand. You know, don't get shot in the chest holding your flak jacket with your flak jacket on the ground. You know, don't get shot in the rear end because you didn't dig your hole deep enough. I mean, it's just an old military phrase and saying, but it's so applicable. But we've taken it, Servant Warrior Ministries, we've taken it and actually looked at it and based it off of one verse out of the Bible, John 14:6. And Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You know, it couldn't be more clear. It couldn't be more definitive that the only way to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ. You know, if we read God's word from beginning up to that point, we skip over that verse and take it from there to the end, we have absolutely missed the entire message and plan of salvation and of God. You know, it clearly says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one gets to the Father except through me. And then, now, how do we actually accept that gift of salvation? How do we actually, we just say, you know, Christ, forgive me, come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I ask you to forgive my sins, and I give you my life. That's it. That gift of eternal salvation comes with no strings attached. There's nothing that we can do to earn our way into heaven. I don't care how good you are. I don't care what the great things that you do. Unless you accept Christ as your Savior, you don't make it into heaven. He makes it really clear. He is the only way to get to heaven. You know, all of our righteousness and acts are like filthy rags. God's word tells us. So don't die stupid is the knowledge initiative. You can go to the website. You can go to servantwarriorradio.com. You can access that. You can actually even go to don'tdiestupid.net. You can order a shirt. We've got a limited number of shirts left. There are certainly a limited edition Don't Die Stupid t-shirts, but order one. I got some great testimonies of people where they've worn them and were able to witness to somebody and share the life-changing message of Jesus Christ. You know, I hear all the time, oh, Jeff, how do you get up and talk to somebody? How do you approach somebody and share the gospel? Well, you know what? You have to do, you know, done different ways. And sometimes people are really standoffish. But, you know, if you're wearing a Don't Die Stupid t-shirt, it says John 14:6, immediately it's going to spark some conversation, and it opens the door to share the life-changing message. You know, you can go to the site, you actually see a testimony from a seminary student in Memphis, Tennessee, who was wearing it and was able to share the gospel, and she accepted Christ. I mean, you know, what a great way to do it. You know, we're always looking for different ways to access those who don't know how easy it is and don't understand the message of salvation. So go to servantwarriorradio.com. You will access it. We'll link it up. You can get you a shirt, order it, wear it, spark conversation. Telling you what, share the message. Hey, listen, we will be right back. When we get back, we're going to talk about hanging with sinners. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Both your hands up. Show these people how to shake things up. I'm not sitting down till I'm older. And I'm not shutting up till it's over. We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. We just finished talking about the awesome knowledge initiative from Servant Warrior Ministries. Don't Die Stupid. Listen, go to the site. Go to servantwarriorradio.com. There'll be a big, huge button there that you can link up. You can go and you can get your shirt. There's only a certain number that were printed. It's a limited edition printing. So go get one. Be one of the select few to get your shirt and wear it. Because you know what? What a message you'll be. You will spark conversation, trust me. And you'll never know who is out there walking around just, you know, feeling God tugging at their heart, but just not sure how to access it. Not sure, you know, how to approach somebody and ask them to about Christ. And, you know, but they feel a tugging at their heart. And, you know, they're going to see that shirt that says, "Don't Die Stupid." And there's a verse underneath, and they'll say, "What does that mean?" And all you have to do is say, "And Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And it will open that door and allow you to share the life-changing message of Christ. And, you know, that's what it's about. So wear it. Go get your shirt. Go to servantwarriorradio.com. Link up. Get the shirt. Done. We are in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. It's a familiar spot talking about the calling of Levi. You know, the title of today's message is Hanging with Sinners. And, you know, and then in this passage, not just the calling of Levi, but really want to look at the Pharisees' reaction to Christ and his hanging out with the wrong folks. They were just hanging out with folks that they just didn't think he needed to be hanging out with, and they didn't like it too much. You know, but follow along with me. We're starting with verse 9. It says, "As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. 'Follow me,' he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." You know, what a message. You know, there have been times in my life where I've been cautious myself and cautioned by others about hanging with the wrong crowd. You know, in fact, it's one of the things that my mom always told me, you're known by the company you keep. And, you know, and I share that with my sons. And it's something that I've held true to in my personal and private, personal life and professional life, you know, all along. But, you know, as I think about it, man, I am so thankful that Christ didn't hold that sentiment as his mantra. You know, earlier this year, I received a message from a friend warning me about an individual I had a conversation with. And according to the information that my friend was given, you know, I was going to be affiliated with someone in question. You know, the guy that I was talking to told me of a serious lack in judgment that he had, and it led him to make some really bad choices. You know, and despite the fact that this person had repented, had asked God to forgive him and truly felt that God had forgiven him, you know, he was not being condemned by the only one worthy of casting judgment. That scarlet letter remained. You know, his bad decisions and his choices were being held over him like a black cloud and a big boat anchor holding him back, you know, and people pointing at it. And, you know, it was just, you know, unfortunately, the information that my friend received regarding my affiliation, you know, it was inaccurate. It was just a rumor. It was bad intel. You know, and despite the fact that I appreciated the spirit in which the warning was sent, you know, it really struck me so much that, you know, I was just compelled to talk about it because it really, you know, it blew up the fire in my heart and this conviction in my heart. You know, because, you know, even though the warning from my friend was looking out for my best interest and the interest of the ministry. He said, "Oh, Jeff, you know, you want to be careful about this. You know, it could, you know, you got to be careful about your reputation and also, you know, it could impact the ministry negatively. You know, you just don't want to be hanging with this person. There's a lot of baggage with that." And, you know, but I came to grips with a hard reality and just the hard reality in my life that how often have I come across or heard of people who've made bad choices? I mean, I have to look in the mirror. I've made bad choices. You know, how many times have I come across people who've lied, cheated, you know, broken law, even murdered and raped, and just completely casted them aside? You know, rather than seeing them as someone that should be cast aside or condemned, you know, for bad choices in the past, why don't I look at them and see them as someone who is in need of experiencing and knowing the grace and unconditional love of Almighty God? You know, I don't have to condone the sin to love the sinner. You know, the label sinner is one that I carry as well. As much as I try not to, you know, I am a sinner. You know, I am forgiven through the grace and mercy and unconditional love of God. You know, and this is Jeff. I'm talking to Jeff here. Says that I must accept the reality that if I'm going to be true to the calling that God has put on my heart to reach guys of all ages where they are, share with them the love of Christ, inspire and empower them to be the guys and the men who God has created and called them to be, and truly love them as Christ loves them, which, by the way, we are all commanded to do, then I don't get to be particular about who I reach out to or minister to. You know, do I engage or take part in what the other person is doing? Well, you know what, if it breaks the law or goes against God's word, absolutely not. But do I pray for them and do what I can to show and share with them the love of Christ? Absolutely. You know, that's what we are called to do. You know, to extend the hand, open hand, to help pick them up off the ground, as opposed to closing our hand and pointing a finger at them and say, you messed up, you messed up, you messed up, you made bad decisions, but we're going to hang this thing on you and you'll never be able to get rid of that. There's a chain that's just is strapped to your foot and it's just holding you back. You know, we're going to hold it over you. But you know what? The one who is the only righteous one who has the authority and truly the ability to judge, he's the one that's already forgiven them. He's saying, I'm going to wipe it clean. Your transgressions are as white as snow. You know, throughout Jesus' ministry, you know, he didn't spend all of his time with church people. Matter of fact, most of the time, the church people, he was, you know, they were at odds with him. You know, he spent time and loved only as an all-sufficient Savior could those society deemed as outcasts, unclean, unworthy. You know, thinking back of the passage in Matthew, you know, about the Pharisees that asked the disciples, you know, why is Jesus hanging out with sinners? Why is he eating with the tax collectors? Why is he eating with the scourge of the, you know, you can just say, why is he eating with the lowliest of the low, the people that nobody that with any sense should be hanging out with? Certainly not. Boy, that's gonna impact your standing in the community and people are gonna talk about you. You know, why is he eating with them? You know, and Jesus immediately did not give the disciples the opportunity to respond because he wanted to respond. I believe that in my heart, that this is an answer and this is a response that only Christ could give. That it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. And of course, Christ was the great physician, the great healer. You know, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. You know, we are assured, Romans 8:1, that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And we're also told, Matthew 7:1-2, do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Wow. You know, that is a harsh reality that I think oftentimes we overlook. We just kind of fly by and we don't remember the fact that Christ clearly tells us, God's word clearly tells us that in the same way we judge, we will be judged. Hey, listen, make no bones about it. The wrong we see in others, Jesus sees in us. He knows that. He knows where we are. You know, our challenge today and every day is to be open to the opportunities to share the grace and unconditional love of Christ and his message of salvation with others. That's what we're called to do. That we're called to be the light. We're called to be the salt of the earth. You know, we are called to love others as ourselves. You know, there are two commandments important, right? Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And love others as ourselves. Love as Christ loved. That's our charge. Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you for your love and grace, neither of which I deserve. Forgive me for judging others. Please help me to look inward before I look outward. Please give me a humble heart and spirit so that I see the plank in my eye before I see the sawdust in my brother's. Help me love as you love. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I always want to give people opportunity, you know, if you're out there and you don't know Christ and he is not the center of your life or given your life to him, I want to give the opportunity because I'm dead confident that there are folks out there who are listening to this right now who say, Jeff, you know what? There's been something in my life. There's such a tugging. I need to make a change. I feel God calling. I'm just not sure how to do it. Well, guys, guess what? It's easy. It's life-changing. It will impact your life forever, but it's easy to do. And there are others out there who will say, Jeff, you know what? I know Christ is my Savior, but you know what? I've just thrown away. I've gone down the wrong road. I've allowed myself to go down the wrong road, and I want to get back on the right path. You know what? We serve a God of unconditional grace and limitless forgiveness and acceptance. He will always take us back. So if you want to make that decision today, I want you to pray with me. God, forgive me. I am a sinner. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I give you my life. Use it as you see fit. Come into my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, listen, if you made that decision, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. I want you guys to get connected with the believers. You know, don't miss us next week. We'll be back the same time. Go to servantwarriorradio.com. Get hooked up. Make sure that you're able to, you know, get that Don't Die Stupid shirt. Make sure you get a limited edition. Listen, thanks for being with us today. Listen, keep it real. Keep it radical. Keep it relentless. Keep it relative. And armor up. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio.